This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're less than a week away from President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, this to be held in Vietnam. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says U.S.-North Korean relations have already come quite a way.
We were at great odds with North Korea. We're finally making progress. We're not seeing missiles being tested and flying over other countries. The remains are coming home. The hostages were released.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. House Democrats are introducing a bill today to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. The president declaring that emergency last week to get funds for a border wall after not getting it from Congress. Democrats say the emergency declaration is an overreach of the president's power, and their bill will try to terminate the declaration. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Oakland teachers are back on the picket lines today over salary and other issues. The teachers union is to sit down with district negotiators, though, a little bit later today. Actor Jussie Smollett is denying allegations he staged a racist and homophobic attack against himself last month in Chicago, even though he's now been charged with felony disorderly conduct for allegedly paying two brothers to stage the attack on him in the belief it would somehow help his career, as he's been feeling he's not getting paid enough for his role on Empire. On the campaign trail, Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Amy Klobuchar speaking to Democrats in Iowa last night.
One of the reasons that I'm running for this job is because I see that sense of community fracturing across our nation. I see it in a president that tweets whatever he wants every morning but doesn't respect the amendment that allows him to do it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Utah lawmakers proposing a new bill to ban the use of conversion therapy on minors by health professionals. House Bill 399 would make it illegal for therapists and doctors to try to change a child's or teen's sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill would not prevent adults from receiving the therapy and wouldn't ban clergy members or coaches from using it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is reporting a 25% increase in children left unrestrained in things like high chairs and strollers. And John Clemens has more details.
Dr. Nakia Gaines, an emergency medicine pediatrician at UT Southwestern Medical Center, recommends that high chairs should be used for mealtimes. Most reported accidents are falls that happen when children become bored and stand while attempting to get out of the chair. Their tumble to the floor can cause head, neck, and facial injuries, ranging from cuts to concussions. Dr. Gaines says the child should always be restrained and, of course, supervised.
And a rare Michael Jordan trading card is the most expensive basketball card ever sold on eBay. The 1997 Precious Metal Gems Michael Jordan green card was bought Wednesday night for $350,000, eclipsing another rare Jordan LeBron James card that sold for just over $300,000 back in 2004. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I'll tell you, sometimes that's probably good wisdom, that we need to stop and slow down and not jump to conclusions. I mean, what happened to the terms like alleged and possibly? Instead, boy, the kind of language that's flying around out there these days, it's all very quick to conclusion when all the facts are not in. Our next guest knows all about this. We've talked about it many times. Dan Perkins, my good friend, who is a author, radio and TV talk show host, current events commentator, and philanthropist. Mr. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you so much. And it's always a pleasure to speak to my ambassador.
Hey, well, good to be here. The everything continues rocking and rolling for Songs and Stories for Soldiers. What knits us together even tighter, Dan, is our co-laboring with that effort to support our vets who still, you know, the suicide rate is unacceptable on a daily basis, and we're doing our part, ladies and gentlemen, to help vets dealing with PTSD, sleep deprivation, suicide. You know, Dan, I was hearing the other day, you know, to kind of put into perspective, you know, the soldiers who have been in a combat zone, when they come back to the community, the experience that they've had, depending on the number of months, maybe even years that they've been exposed to combat conditions where, you know, people are shooting at them, there's life and death, this kind of thing, it leaves an incredible mark on their psyche, does it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not a soldier, but it's absolutely representational of what you just said. Mm-hmm. The young man from the Catholic high school who was confronted by the Indian.
Yes.
And this, what I'm about to say is it's sad, but it's true. For the rest of his life, if somebody wants to find out, an employer is looking to hire him, maybe an admissions officer at college wants to find information about him, and he Googles him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to see all of the fake news and may not see any of the truth. Right. So this young man is marked for the rest of his life. And I applaud him and his parents because I think, and I'm writing a commentary on this right now, Bill, mm-hmm. is that maybe two events happened this last week that may change the narrative. One, the young man and his family is suing the Washington Post for $250 million.
What Bezos paid
for
the
Post.
It is
really the first time that a victim of fake news has done anything to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is a turning point. In addition, the Smalley situation in Chicago
Smaller,
and the manipulation of various factors, has not set well with the American people.
No.
So when the attorney said, not only are we suing the Washington Post, but we're going to sue television networks, individuals, for their fake news, I think for the first time, I mean, if you look at it from the standpoint, Democrats versus Republicans,
mm-hmm.
Democrats don't go to trial, Democrats don't get indicted, Republicans do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think by holding the feet to the fire, by starting financial accountability, may in fact begin to change the paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
I was absolutely outraged at Smalley's comment of, well, I don't understand why I wasn't believed.
Right. Right.
And it is representational of the left in their bias in reporting. They want things to be true, that they don't do their job. And I'm on a high horse at the moment, Bill, so please mm-hmm. excuse me.
No, keep going.
Pardon?
I said keep going. I'm right with you.
I got another column that I'm working on right now. And the working title of that column is Kamala Harris, is $22 trillion enough reparation? You might have noticed that earlier this week she came out along with another candidate or two mm-hmm. suggesting that we need to create restitution for slavery to blacks in America. And when I heard that, and I realized that I've written about this issue a long time ago mm-hmm. and have stayed with it, we spent $22 trillion on the Lyndon Johnson war on poverty.
Right, exactly.
We spent more money on the war on poverty than all the money we spent on all the wars in the history of our country. And it was a Democratic program administered by Democrats. What did it do to improve the plight of black people in the United States?
The poverty measurement went up by 0.1%. Yeah. So it went from 15% to 15.1%. And arguably, when Johnson brought that up, they said, why are you scratching something that's not itching?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And that's what he did. But his response was, as he told his fellow Southern Democrats, we pass this and we will have, he used the N-word, we will have them voting for us for the next 100 years.
Right, right.
That's pretty disgusting. Dan, one thing, too, the other deal to dovetail with what you're saying, because I years ago I was hit with this argument, same thing, when reparations started coming up. And I said, well, what about the non-blacks that fought for your freedom during the Civil War? What reparations do they get?
Great question. Can I use that?
Yeah, you can use that.
I'll cite you. I'll say Bill Martin. I'll be fair and honest.
Well,
with your idea.
But that's my question, and that's been my question. And what just happened between you and I, the death silence, that's exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Death silence.
Right, because nobody knows nobody's thought about it or even considered it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about the hundreds of 600,000 casualties,
mm-hmm.
people who died to ostensibly set the black people free.
Exactly.
I saw late last night a Gallup poll where this Kamala Harris reparation idea is not only not gaining in traction in the voters, they're absolutely opposed to it. I mean, over 64% of voters surveyed said absolutely not.
You know, Dan, what happens though, to your point, just like with the Sandman case, people have to have the courage to stand up against this kind of, you know, that's fine. You know, we're in the marketplace to exchange ideas, and I love our First Amendment right. It should be exercised, but it has to be exercised to its fullest on both sides, so that when somebody comes up with a ridiculous idea, you know, that somebody has the freedom to say that's a ridiculous idea and not be chastised. But in right. this era of invalidation, where people invalidate you because you said the wrong word and you weren't politically correct and you're out of the club, this stuff has to stop.
Right. Bernie Sanders last night said Donald Trump is a racist. And he didn't say how
yes.
or why he was.
Well, they've been saying, they say he's a racist and they say he's mental. Now you're a doctor as well. Look, we'll continue this conversation. Dan Perkins is with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt, it's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is your
I'll tell you, this ought to be America's theme song. You know, this is your comeback. This is your time right now, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us as we continue, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. San Clemente Bob just texted me. He says, Dan, that he says, where would you start? You know, when we're talking about reparations, he said, where would you start? Millions of blacks have immigrated to the U.S. since the Civil War. And he's a Civil War historian. I love Bob. And so whenever we get into this, he comes, you know, solid with facts. He says, would they be included? What if they had been slaves in their former country? Does that qualify?
Great questions.
Yeah.
And I said to you during the break, I am a student of the Civil War. In fact, the current novel that I'm working on is Abraham Lincoln and the Second Assassin. We have a history in our country of ignoring the veterans who defended our country.
Exactly.
In the Revolutionary War, the veterans had to come to Washington and strike to get the pensions that they were guaranteed. In the Civil War, same thing happened. The veterans who served were given a pension, or supposed to get a pension. They never got it, and they had to go to Washington, D.C. and fight another battle to get their pension. But that was just getting the pay that they were entitled to, not any other additional benefits. So it really is it's insane that we have that kind of stuff going on. And the question from the guy from Sacramento are great questions. And now I'm going to go off the deep end, Bill, and that is with the increase of interracial marriage. If a black woman or a black man marries a person of the opposite sex and race, is their entitlement diminished by 50%?
Yes.
And when that second generation comes and they do it again, is it further diminished? I mean, we have interracial marriage. There are some people who don't like it. I happen to have an interracial marriage in my family. Mm-hmm. Love the young woman to death. But the point is, how do you begin? I mean, the rhetoric that Kamala Harris is talking about, we need to do reparation. This is all horse puck, because what you've already demonstrated is how do you ask the questions?
Yeah.
And when you start asking questions about how do you enforce it, how do you determine the qualifications, it gets into a quagmire. So it really isn't an option that she wants. It's a news cycle story that makes her look good in the black community.
Yeah, and again, we're scratching an itch that nobody's interested. I mean, I shouldn't say nobody, but it really isn't there. You know, it makes for a headline, and of course, the liberal media loves it because they can jump on this issue. But think about the end game, just like with Ocasio-Cortez. What's the end game of socialism? Historically, no bueno. Historically, people die. People suffer. Venezuela is a classic example, and I know that Bernie Sanders and the rest of them cringe when it comes up, but, you know, the fact is this is all current history happening before your eyes. You don't have to go and look and say, oh, let's see what happened 2,000 years ago when they tried this ism. I mean, our history is rampant with, you know, the results of all these isms and socialisms, and millions of people have died at the altar of all these isms. And here we are, this free country, this great American experiment we don't claim perfection. But I'll tell you, Dan, compared to everything else, it's pretty darn good.
I agree. And I think that the the Democrats are setting themselves up for whoever the nominee is going to be, to a Walter Mondale moment, and 49-1. And I think what's going to happen here, Bill, is that the economy is going to continue to work. We're going to get a deal with China, which is going to spur economic growth dramatically in the United States and around the world. And probably by summer of 2019 to fall of 2019, later this year, people are going to begin to look at it and say, wait a minute, this economy is not going in the tank. The unemployment rate for blacks continues to decline, and Hispanics continues to decline. The president's bringing companies into the United States, building jobs, creating wealth for people. They're going to realize we got no chance to win.
Exactly.
Who's going to be the who's going to be the sacrificial lamb?
Right.
And you're going to, you maybe see people dropping out. Mm-hmm. When you start seeing people dropping out, you look at what's left over, Bernie Sanders.
Right. And they're already trying to distance themselves from Bernie Sanders, because right now, you know, the political talking heads from the left going, hey, well, you know, here's your standard bearer, you know, Bernie Sanders. I mean, you know, look what he's been able to affect in terms of even the contest. I mean, all these super delegates that Hillary Clinton was able to capture, those are gone. The playing field is going to be more level. And so this really puts the advantage in on Bernie Sanders' side. But Dan, there's saying, you know, when you tie socialism to the Democratic Party, which not that long ago they were embracing it, now they're realizing, you know, the snapback from the voter politic, and they're going, no, we're not socialists, you know, and Donald Trump, I what he did at the State of the Union, Dan, was brilliant. Was brilliant when he declared that America would never be a socialist country. Wow. You
right.
talk about putting a dagger in the heart of their political ambitions.
In addition to that, they have lost all sense of logic. What we are seeing in front of our face with Cortez and Booker and Kamala Harris and everybody else that's running, what we're seeing on the Democratic side is the example of the elites trying to tell us what we should do and how we're going to live our life, how much beef we're going to eat, how much, whether we're going to drive cars, whether we're going to take airplanes, all these things they're telling us that they have decided, not you and I, they have decided this is how we're going to live our lives.
What's happening to the land of the free and the home of the brave, Dan?
You got it. You got mm-hmm. it. And so I think that the American people are going to rise up and rebel against that, and I think it's going to be a massacre, not only in in the presidential election, but I think that the Republicans gain control of the House.
Regain the House. I can only hope so, but I would say this, that the local officials have to get serious about cleaning up the voter registration process, everything that's going on. This stinks to high heaven, and we've got problems in River City when it comes to the whole system. I don't care what Eric Holder says when he claims there is no voter fraud. I maintain, why are people getting arrested and convicted if there's no voter fraud, Attorney General Holder?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, it's a mess, Dan. People got to be serious about this stuff. In Vegas, they're doing, you know, they're launching investigations. I mean, everywhere across the country, there are investigations. You cannot have, like what happened, I believe it was in 08 for President Obama, then candidate Obama. It might have been 12, but 59 voting districts in Pennsylvania, you might remember. 59 voted 120%. Well, I thought 100% was the most you could vote, and there was no Republican vote. It was all for Barack Obama. Does that raise any common sense flags to anybody to think that maybe the system is rigged?
Yeah, and I think that I going back to the situation about the lawsuit, I think it is a turning point, and I think
you're right
that this young man and his family stood up. It's mm-hmm. going to empower more and more people to start challenging the narrative and what's going on in this country. And I believe it's a new revolution.
Well, and I agree. I think you're exactly right on with that, Dan. I think that, you know, statements that have been made by Cory Booker and Kirsten Gillibrand and others and celebrities, you know, they claim they want due process. But boy, I'll tell you, they throw that out the door at the drop of a hat whenever they think that they can circumvent it and they can, you know, be the judge and jury and, you know, let's hang them high, huh? And I don't right. mean to irreverently use that term, because I know there's high sensitivity, and this is why Smollett used the news.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're less than a week away from President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, this to be held in Vietnam. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says U.S.-North Korean relations have already come quite a way.
We were at great odds with North Korea. We're finally making progress. We're not seeing missiles being tested and flying over other countries. The remains are coming home. The hostages were released.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. House Democrats are introducing a bill today to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. The president declaring that emergency last week to get funds for a border wall after not getting it from Congress. Democrats say the emergency declaration is an overreach of the president's power, and their bill will try to terminate the declaration. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, thanks again to Dan Perkins, my previous guest, TV's talk show host, radio syndicated host as well, author. And, boy, I'll tell you, Dan brings to the conversation some incredible insight, doesn't he? Well, it's always, you know, special when we can have Dan on with us. So I'm grateful for Dan Perkins being with us. We're going to talk, you know, colorectal cancer right now, all right? I mean, it's incredible that it is the third most common cancer diagnosed in both men and women. It's the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States, excluding skin cancers. Were you aware of that? Colorectal cancer is a cancer that starts in the colon or the rectum, and there will be an estimated 101,420 new cases of colon cancer. It's incredible to me, but this is speaks of the research and how on top of this that they are, that they can come up with that kind of estimate. 101,420 new cases of colon cancer, 44,180 cases of rectal cancer diagnosed in the U.S. this year. Now, this March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, it's a time to remind us of the importance of screening and the strides being made in cancer research. And here to tell us all about it is Dr. Rajesh Keswani. He's the Associate Professor of Medicine at Gastroenterology and Hepatology, Medical Director of Quality for Northwestern Medicine Digestive Health Center. Dr. Keswani, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me and bringing attention to this important topic. I appreciate it.
Well, and I agree, and thank you for giving us the time to do this because, ignorance gives opportunity for diseases to run rampant, and we need to be more aware. And March, as we stated, is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And so tell us what our listeners should know about the symptoms and risk factors associated with this disease.
And it's a great question. I think the most important thing, and when you highlighted about 150,000 people will be diagnosed with colorectal cancer this year, it tells you that we can't be relying simply on symptoms or even risk factors. What I like to tell patients is we're all at risk. This is a disease that any of us can get, even if no one in our families had it. It's very common, and we can prevent it by and large if we stay up to date on colon cancer prevention tests. That said, there are risk factors you want to think about, especially family history, and that's where it's important to develop a good relationship with your primary care provider and let them know if someone in your family has had cancer of any sort so that they can individualize your screening options.
Well, Dr. Keswani, you bring up a good point here, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but again, I want to reinforce that family history, because in some cultures, people are reluctant to share information, but what we're finding out, that family history is critical. There's always seems to be like one person in the family who is the family historian, you know, the mantle seems to fall on that one person, but all family members should be aware, and they should take an active part in understanding and documenting their family history, should they not?
Yeah, that's extremely important because although everyone needs to be screened, if you have a family history of certain cancers, you may get screened at an earlier age. And that's really important because some people who aren't aware of that may miss an opportunity to prevent cancer.
Exactly. Okay, well, go on with your statement that I interrupted you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I think you were emphasizing the importance of prevention in everyone, but if you do have symptoms, it's important to maybe get screened earlier, or if you have blood in the stool or pain or change in your bowels. These are things that make you want to seek attention. So although we don't want to rely upon symptoms, they are important to note as well.
Well, let's talk about the options for colon cancer screening. Break that down for us, if you would.
Right. So there's really two main things you think about when you think about colon cancer screening options at this point. Everyone knows about colonoscopy, and colonoscopy is really the best test we have to prevent colon cancer. That's because we can detect polyps before they turn into cancer and remove them so that they don't turn into cancer. So that's the best test we have for preventing colon cancer, but there's a lot of hype around stool-based testing that you've probably heard about.
Mm-hmm.
Stool tests are very good at detecting early colon cancer, and they're okay at detecting the polyps that turn into cancer. The most important thing you can tell your listeners and your family and loved ones is that it's just important to be screened somehow. And what I tell my patients is if they're willing to get either test, colonoscopy is the preferred test to prevent colon cancer. Mm-hmm. But if they're not willing to get a colonoscopy for whatever reason, then it's encouraging them to get a stool-based test at least, because something is better than nothing.
Well, people would say that when those fluids that you have to take before the colonoscopy, if they start coming in preferable flavors, then, you know, maybe more people would want to be involved with it. But it would make sense, Dr. Keswani, what you're saying here is that if I'm understanding you correctly, with a colonoscopy, you're getting the polyp before it turns, but with the stool, you're not going to know about that polyp until it turns to cancer, right?
Yeah, the stool-based testing only catches about 40% of the high-risk polyps. Mm-hmm. Compared to colonoscopy, when you get a high-quality colonoscopy, we can detect almost all of those high-risk polyps and remove them. again, I don't want to say that you can only get one test. That's how we end up not getting enough people screened.
Exactly.
It's just important for people to know the options and how they differ.
No, this is brilliant, and I like the idea that we have that alternative now, because I know that people have been reticent to, as you say, have a colonoscopy. Now, if I am getting a colonoscopy, what questions should I ask my doctor?
I think it's important to understand that not all colonoscopies are created equal. As physicians, we all have different skill sets. And so it's important to ensure that the person who's doing your colonoscopy is committed to performing a high-quality colonoscopy. So I encourage my patients, when they're seeing a gastroenterologist, to ask some questions like, how often do you find precancerous polyps in your colonoscopy? They should be finding them at least 25% of the time. And so if their doctor doesn't know, that may mean that they're not keeping track of their colonoscopy quality as much as they should be. How often are they getting a good bowel preparation in their patients? How often are they getting a complete colon examination? A few simple questions are reasonable to ask to ensure your doctor is committed to high-quality care.
Yeah, I mean, after all, if you're going to go through the process, you might as well get the best quality care available, right?
Exactly right, and I think that's an important sort of segue into saying that it's important as a patient that you're doing that bowel preparation you alluded to that you don't enjoy. Mm. It's the most important thing that you as a patient can do to ensure that your doctor can find some of these very hard to detect polyps and remove them. So we all are playing a role in this as physicians and as patients to try to get the highest quality exam.
So what signs and symptoms should be absolute, keys for us to respond and prompt us to see a doctor?
So even if you've had a colonoscopy or you think you're too young to get colon cancer, if you're starting to have frequent blood in your stool, or your bowel habits are changing, or you're having a lot of pain, that's the time to go see your doctor and say, is there something else I should be doing? Things like anemia or low red blood cell counts and things of that sort may make us suspicious that something's going on in the colon, whether cancer or something else, and it never hurts to talk to your doctor and see what they think.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Keswani, is it still, before I always heard, well, by the time you're 50, that's the number you should look for to really start looking at, some colorectal cancer screening. Has that changed in any way?
So it's changed in the fact that we unfortunately are seeing colorectal cancer develop at a younger and younger age. Always been the magic number, and for many patients that may remain the appropriate number. African Americans, we recommend age 45 because they tend to develop colorectal cancer at a younger age.
Right.
And the American Cancer Society is actually considering colorectal cancer screening for all patients at age 45. But that hasn't shifted to all recommendations yet, but that may change. And then you mentioned family history, which may make us recommend age 40 or even younger, depending on that family history. So again, it's really important to have sort of a high impact discussion with your primary provider.
Exactly.
And see when it's right for you to get that test.
We got to wrap this up real quick. Where can they go for more information, Dr. Keswani?
The dhc.nm.org has a lot of information for you and your listeners. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Zilretta. Osteoarthritis, or OA of the knee, is a chronic degenerative joint disease that affects millions of Americans. The prevalence of OA of the knee is rising, but the average age of diagnosis is dropping, which means millions of Americans are living longer with pain. Dr. Scott Sigmund, an orthopedic surgeon at Lowell General Hospital in Massachusetts, recommends Zilretta, triamcinolone acetonide, extended-release injectable suspension, a non-opioid treatment option for many of his patients with OA knee pain.
When my patients with osteoarthritis in the knee come in seeking a treatment that is non-surgical and non-addictive, I recommend Zilretta.
Said Dr. Sigmund.
In my experience, Zilretta provides 3 months of remarkable knee pain relief for my patients and is well covered by the majority of insurance plans. This combination makes Zilretta one of my most valuable tools for treating OA knee pain.
To identify the right treatment option, Dr. Sigmund notes the importance of open and ongoing dialogues between physicians and their patients where expectations for pain can be discussed. He explains that pain is difficult to measure because it's subjective to the individual patient. When asking his patients to express their pain level, he focuses on very specific questions pertaining to their daily life and activities.
I like to use example-based questions. Does it hurt when you go up the stairs or when you're sitting for a long period? time, I've typically found that patients can offer a much more detailed response when asked one question.
Said Dr. Sigmund.
In my experience, Zilretta is an effective treatment that has provided significant pain relief for many of my patients with knee OA.
If you have OA knee pain, visit www.zilretta.com or ask your doctor to learn more. Zilretta is an extended-release corticosteroid, FDA-approved, to manage osteoarthritis knee pain. It is not intended for repeat use. Zilretta is not for people who are allergic to corticosteroids, triamcinolone acetonide, or any other component of the product. Rare but serious reactions are possible. Talk to your doctor if you have high blood pressure, heart disease, gastrointestinal disorders, kidney problems, diabetes, glaucoma, behavior or mood disorders, and or infections. Tell your doctor about the medicines you take. Call your doctor if you develop a fever or an increase in knee pain, swelling, or restriction of motion, are exposed to chickenpox or measles, or experience changes in behavior or mood. Side effects may include joint pain and swelling, back pain, headache, cold symptoms, upper respiratory tract infection, and bruising. See our ad in Arthritis Today or visit Zilretta.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be visiting with Chris Dowling, the director, co-writer of the soon-to-be-released movie that you just heard advertised on the show, Run the Race. And Chris joins us right now. Chris, good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Bill, about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I cannot wait for the movie premiere, which is this Friday, all across the country. And, you know, we're really excited to, you know, hear the audience reaction to this. This is really a great script, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, again, with anything I do, I want it to feel often, you know, like just the authenticity is very important. Like, real people having real conversations, and I feel like that's what is that's what attracted me to the project, and you know, and that's what you see what happens on the screen, and it's good to have these stories that have all these elements that we you know we're looking for, but also make it feel like a real story that's lived in.
Exactly. Well, you know, and you've got so much background to the story that includes Tim Tebow and his brother. And, you know, we got one Heisman Trophy winner, and we've managed, you know, to get a second Heisman Trophy winner in the movie as well. So this had to be fun putting this all together.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, with Tim on board, I mean, he's honestly like the perfect human, which is, you know, something that, you know, some people have these public personas and then privately they're just very different. And Tim's not that guy. And again, speaking back to the authenticity, man, like Tim is who he says he is. And that brand is a brand you can trust. And so when I knew that Tim was behind this, obviously something I want to be a part of.
Well, and you got his brother Robbie as well. So it's Tim and Robbie, the Tebow bros, are now embarking in the movie business here.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, Tim's conquered everything else.
Yes.
And Robbie's great, and this is a passion for Robbie. And, you know, he poured himself into this. He's been on this project for longer than I have, and it's been great to work with him, and he's just become such a good friend. So it's just been a great experience. And when you have a good experience on set, I think a lot of times that almost bleeds out into the product, where you can kind of feel the energy. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's there on the screen.
Well, Run the Race. Give us a summary of it, if you would, Chris, what we got to look forward to on Friday.
Yeah, for me, it's very much a coming-of-age tale. It's these two brothers. You know, they've been dealt a really tough hand. The mom has died, and when that happened, dad couldn't handle it. He walked out on them, and it's basically them against the world. And so they're locking arms, and they've got to get out of this small town. And the way out is through this football scholarship for one of the brothers, Zach. Mm-hmm. But Zach's also, you know, he's dealing with his mom's death still, and probably running with the wrong crowd, and he ends up blowing out his ACL in this big fight. Mm. And then at that point, these two brothers, it's the low point. And then, his brother Dave really picks him up, and they decide that they are still going to find another way out. And it's all about, again, these two guys, man, they link up. And I think we don't have a lot of films out there about the brother relationship. And I think it's an important relationship, but we don't see a lot of that. A lot of relationships mm-hmm. are explored, but that's just one that I feel like, you know, in the drama world is kind of been abandoned or just left out. Mm-hmm. And so, it's very exciting to put a project like that together.
Well, Chris, you say because of the lack of, stories that brothers could relate to, maybe that's an attracting figure, you know, for Run the Race, for others to relate to this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and there's so many layers of it. Like there's the layer that deals with faith, sports, you know, it's a coming of age thing. It's this guy's falling in love for the first time. There's this mm-hmm. great love story that develops, and it's about all these mentors that come along when dad has walked out in the family. You know, suddenly we have the coach is there and the pastor's there, and they're kind of like nanny. They call her nanny, but it's this kind of godmother figure that is kind of helping these guys along the path. And I think that's with life. You know, that's something that never goes the way we planned. It's all these tangential starts and stops, and it's who helps us along the way. And that's what I think is really, is really prevalent in this movie, is how that's somebody, we all want to be like, and somebody we all want to have alongside us, is just picking up people and uplifting and inspirational, and something we need in this time right now.
Exactly. Well, Run the Race is going to be premiering this Friday across the country. Chris, as a director and co-writer, what drew you to this movie? What said, hey, look, this is a project you can get your teeth into?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's the first thing is, hey, Tim Tebow's involved. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that's a guy. I've got a heart for special needs, too. And, and something that was really important. And, with the Tebow Foundation and everything he does. So automatically I'm like, okay, this is going to be cool. And then on top of that, it deals with sports, faith, and brothers. And I'm like, all right, man, that is, I'm all in on that. And so, growing up, my brother was my best friend, and Tim and Robbie are the same way. And, so it's just exciting to try and do something. And again, to lend a story that can tell a story that has some faith in it without feeling, on the nose or cheesy or, it's about getting my fingerprints on it and making it feel, again, like I keep saying authentic because that's what really sticks with me, but lived in and, real people having real conversations.
Had you had a relationship with the Tebow brothers before, or was this the first, the first meeting and the start of probably what will be a long-term relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. I did not know either of them. And I had been brought on by a producer friend of mine. We've been looking for a project to work on together, Darren Mormon. Mm-hmm. And he was great. He brought me on to do a rewrite. So I came through and rewrote the script. And that's when I first met Robbie. And it was cool because even after that, they still had to choose a director, and there was multiple directors up for this part. And so, the fact they brought me on, I was just, I was really, really grateful for that. And Robbie has become a very good friend, and Tim, the time I've had with him, he's been awesome, and he's just a great guy. So it's, and I do agree, though, it's mm-hmm. something, these guys are, they're not just dipping their toe in the shallow end. Like they want to jump all in for projects.
Well, and you know that about Tim Tebow. He is a meteor. I mean, I'm based out of Florida, and even when he was playing for the St. Lucie Mets out here, I tried to meet with him. In fact, a couple of meetings were set up, and it was just very difficult because the demand on his schedule, and I know that when we probably will get the chance to talk, it'll be a lot of fun because we have certain things in common, not to mention the fact that, like you, I've admired Tim's career, you know, throughout college here in Florida, you know, what he's done. And I still have that big question in my mind. I mean, for all the fuss over Colin Kaepernick, you have a proven quarterback and winner in the name of Tim Tebow, and why he is not in the NFL is a mystery to me. I mean, it's about a bigger mystery than Velveeta cheese, I say.
Yeah. You know, and that's the cool thing, right? Like, no matter what, Tim doesn't let other people define him. And yes, that's, I think, that's such an important thing. And that's something that, again, like, even the characters in the movie and, you know, in Run the Race, like, these two brothers, like, the world is telling them that they're not good enough. They can't do it. But then they have these mentors that come alongside them and say, hey, don't listen to that. And then they dig in deep. They, you know, like I said, they lock arms and they tackle the world together. And I think that's what, you know, a message that Tim, you know, over and over again, you hear from him. And he's just a winner, man. He won. He's
exactly.
Football. He's winning in baseball. I mean, like, dude's winning in life. He's a great human. And it's like, all right, let's go win in making this first movie. And I think we're going to. And I'm really excited when it comes out this weekend.
Don't you love that enthusiasm? I mean, that's what makes him a winner. And I know the people that have played with him, you know, saw that in him. And, you know, and we hear equally great things about Robbie as well, you know, and as the brother, and probably feels like here he is in the shadow of his brother's bright lights. But, you know, Robbie stands on his own as well, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. And Robbie's really, again, taken and been the driving force behind, you know, doing this, because Tim is running around and he's got so many things on his plate. So while Tim is weighing in,
not to mention he's getting married. So, or did he get married already?
No, getting married. But
getting married.
Why
not?
I mean, of course.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and she's super sweet. And but yeah, but Rob, I mean, this is Robbie, and then these are two brothers that are, you know, they're supporting each other and they're doing it, and they got excited about it. And again, Robbie's been on this project longer than I have, and he's been an engine driving this thing. So it's exciting for all of us, but especially I think for Robbie too.
Exactly.
Side note, we just were in Florida. I got back from, we went to Daytona 500. It's my first time out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was amazing. We had the best time. And it truly was one of the best experiences. Me and Tanner, the lead actor in the movie, went out there, and it was a treat.
So they orchestrated that big crash just for you?
It's crazy how they did that for us.
Isn't that amazing? And you're sitting there thinking, if you had to reproduce that as a director, how much money would that cost, huh?
Well, it's, the Daytona 500 is insane. Watching those guys go 200 miles an hour and they're literally inches from each other, it's mind-blowing.
Well, how long did it take you to get your hearing back?
You know what? I was the guy that got made fun of because I had earplugs in the whole time.
No, that's the safe way to go. I tell you, I went through one the first time, and all it does is take one without earplugs, and you go, what an idiot. I'm not going to do that again. So make fun of me if that's what you want. Hey, look, we're talking with Chris Dowling, the director, co-writer of Run the Race, which is going to be released, premiered this Friday. It's from the Tebow brothers, and we're definitely looking forward to it. Chris, as a director, what was the big challenge for you in bringing this sports-focused film to life on screen?
Okay, so we did something really crazy. It was literally our first day of shooting. I would never recommend this. So, you know, you're not, the engine's not really greased yet. You're meeting people and everything. But it just so happened that our first day of shooting, Bessemer Academy, which is the school we were using as the setting for our boys' high school in the movie, they were having a championship football game in Alabama. And they're playing their rival, and there's 800 people in the stands. And I went to the coach, and I said, hey, can we shoot this? And I'm going to put my actors in uniform with your team, and I'm going to put my head coach, Michael T. Williamson, in the coach's gear with you, next to you, and he's going to be yelling at your players. And I'm going to shoot some narrative stuff. I'm going to have some actors in the stands that are doing stuff, and I'm going to have four camera crews, and we're going to film this. And they said yes. It was the craziest thing.
Yeah.
And so literally, we started out our first game shooting with four camera crews, shooting a live football game. My players were running into the huddle and running out, like, because they couldn't obviously be out there.
Unbelievable. Wow, yeah, Chris.
It's a championship high school football game. This is how crazy it got, actually. I was the coach. It was awesome, awesome. And
I'll tell you what, we're coming down to the last few seconds, so we got to wrap it up. But Chris Dowling, director, co-writer of Run the Race, it's out this Friday. Don't you dare miss it. We'll see you there. Thank you, Chris.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless